All right, that's great.
Jerky has left the channel.
Jerky, I'm talking to Sonder now.
He just left. Anyway, and then with my sand bridge, I'm ready to shoutcast, but we still don't have Agile TV for us, for the shoutcasters, so I guess we can wait. We can start any discussion about the roosters and predictions maybe before.
We'll do a little cast about predictions when everyone's on, like six of them or five of them, whatever.
Okay. I'm going to just check. We got 10 listeners now. That's sucks, to be honest, not enough much. But we can get more during the match, probably.
Of course. Might do a few interviews, maybe discuss the interviewers halfway through the game. Who we'll interview?
Well, I guess we can make an interview from one of each team, probably captains or key players. Well, there's probably...
Yes, Jerky?
So?
I'm still talking with them. He said wait, so I can't.
Well, I can tell you the FPS right now, it's unstable even on support, but it's not a big unstable, it's...
Yeah, we played on 4 and Mickey, for example, also said it's shit, so I'm guessing the wise choice would be in SL2, but I'm talking with Sonder now.
Just for the sake of it, none of them paid for the server, so you can honor my decision here.
Juki, can you give us the IP and password for Shoutcast HLTV? On private, of course.
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, the password is Ian for the Shoutcast HLTV.
Okay.
No. Just broadcast it, why don't you, Juki?
Juki, Sonder says NSL2. That's
right, I'm gonna change it. Fuck it.
Just broadcast it across to everyone.
Broadcast what?
It doesn't matter. It's just a difference in the delay. It's not useful to be there. I'm gonna change the password.
Jerky, what are we gonna do with you?
Can you give us also the IP?
No, I'm kidding.
Please.
Jerky, they want NSL2. That's the one you wanted as well, right?
Yeah. I retried it. He doesn't want the pension too.
I don't know. Well, I think Sonder says it's alright, so...
Well, drama starts.
Yeah, let's all just keep cool and quiet and just breathe in. Hope something good will happen in the end.
Jerky has left the channel.
Maybe not enough bans and stuff. Okay, he says don't worry, so apparently it will be NSL 2. I'm setting that up. X-Man, I need your help. Give me IP to NSL 2.
Hold on. You can use Dreeky as friends.
Okay.
1884012190 standard port.
Yeah, as if I was gonna remember that, please.
Of course. Anything for you, Danny?
Oh, what would I do without you?
Many things, I guess.
Oh wait, I shouldn't tell them the server IP, that won't matter.
Yes, it's definitely.
give me the HLTV.
You can get HLTV using One Matches Today on main page. Then there is HLTV. Click to connect to HLTV, and there is the IP and also the protocol.
Yeah, which one are we going to use?
Directly.
Or that
It's really the app, InnoCell TV 1.
InnoCell TV 1. Let's see the IP. There we have it.
Jerky has joined the channel.
Doctor, keep the shoutcast password to something else. The ventrilo password. We don't want random people here. The shoutcast.
You mean the ventrilo password? Change it.
Yeah, I mean, assuming... Is it the same as the HLTV password?
No, it's different.
Okay, alright.
Jerky has left the channel.
So I have Shoutcast and HLTV. Have I forgotten something?
Nope. We should. I'm just sorting out something at the moment.
Are you already on the XLT, Doctor?
No, I'm getting Jerky for the IP now. I'll forward it to you.
Yeah,
in a second.
So am I.
Or you can
Danny,
forward it to me.
Yeah, we'll get it first, basically.
Okay.
I got the server IP and the password, but I don't really need it, so.
That should be alright on the website.
Basically, guys, if you have any feedback to us about the Shoutcast, PM me, that's Elvis Q, aka X-Man, or Doctor, or Danny, we'll probably take it under consideration.
Unless it's bad, in which way I will spawn camp you.
Yeah, or call Doogie to do it.
Doogie can't spawn camp.
But he pretend to.
Maybe he'll do a bit of spawn camping during this game. Who knows?
That would be surprising, but who knows?
Oh, apparently we need some background music in the shoutcast. As one of our listeners have mentioned.
No.
And the answer to that is no.
Yeah, definitely we don't want background music. I still remember like some shoutcast when we got the it was probably the movie contest shoutcast when the music was too loud and no one heard the shoutcasters.
To all the listeners that are listening already, Wait. X-Man, have you got the HLTV?
Yeah, I just did PM to you.
Oh, yeah.
It says something about invalid server password when connecting to HLTV. Is that... You're supposed to type connect and the IP to NSL HLTV1, right? It's supposed to work.
No, we are joining the...
No?
Shoutcast HLTV and the normal user should join HLTV1, which should be unpassword, maybe some type some password and still in the memory. That might be a
solution.
But
the website I gave the IP directly to ESL HLTV1. His support to everyone has
anyway,
a password. Cannot connect to the HLTV.
I'm gonna log off friends now. We should start doing some predictions now, I guess, and so
or fix the HLTV
else.
First.
Which HLTV? Ours or the viewers?
No, not ours. Theirs. How do people watch? They try to go to HLTV and they get password stuff.
Oh, can't you tell Jerky to turn it off or something?
Yeah, it's probably Jerky can solve it only.
I don't think there's little we can do.
Yeah, we can focus on the predictions. We can see NS Vale on the start.
Apparently Fraggy's already readied on their team. So, what do you expect to see today, X-Man, then, from Two Balls versus Sonder's team, which is Rambo's?
Well, according to the fact that... actually, Rambos are not in their full roster, like missing MP, which is the big carry player for them, and having like Dukes and Blind playing Marines might be a big minus for them. Apparently, I haven't seen their PCWs last days, but I guess the first round will go for Aliens, so the Two Balls, which are in their top roster now.
I couldn't agree less with you. They're missing MP and Walters. I mean, they're known for their very good marine plays. But I'm still thinking that they still Monster a really, really nice marine team at the moment. We retry Snake. I mean, Ducks himself, he's a pretty good shotgunner.
Yeah, we can expect very surprising action. Also, the Thunder got big potential as commanding. I think he's number two commander now, so we can expect some crazy decisions and very good decisions here. I guess they can surprise us. But on the other hand, we got two balls where are five members who played last ESL's finals in last season. Also the Peach, who is definitely the best commander, also the alien commander, and probably Two Fate and Late Lurk Tactic.
I can't agree more less with you. I believe Jariki will issue the Two Fade tactic. I mean, known fades AA and Tain. Nice teamwork as well, as we've seen against Takeover.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see this lineup, Peach and Sunder. I mean, Sunder has been a rising star in the commanding, commanding lineups. And so I'd love to see him if he can surpass Peach in the commanding field.
Well, after what Peach showed for us in the semifinals, I guess Sunder can't, but we can expect some surprises here.
So I'd like to congratulate Peach. I mean, going down to one RT and basically a level 3 weapons, as soon as that one RT got some jetpacks out, the game turned over.
Yeah, you can remind me that I was playing actually in the match, and I was very surprising how good Peach was that. Or how shit were we.
Depends on that. I mean, AA, seriously, during that game, I mean, just give him a jetpack, a HMG, and I think AA can live up to the best jetpack HMG there is in NS currently. Can you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember him still as 1.04, he was the best jetpacker I've ever known, so giving him 200 FPS PC, it must be very, damaging for the opponent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the new debate about whether 200 FPS should be allowed. I mean, it's so imbalanced for jetpacks to have 200 FPS and HMGs for that matter.
Yeah, obviously, but actually, we never forced any PC, good PC limits. So, if you got good hardware, you can manage much better, and we can really see it about some players.
What are you expecting to see from Sonder's marine play? What do you think he'll go for tactic-wise?
Well, I guess three men push through turbo. Doubt if he's gonna use his motion strat. It's probably not gonna work versus two fast fades. Probably three guys topo and two guys late going west. A lot will depend on the performance of west guys, if they will get some opening kills here, and if they will build the nodes fast.
I mean, lately, during the gathers and seeing Sonder command, there's a very big trend on sending three to west skylights now, and only two pressure at marine start.
Well, what do you think? I can just think that's my usual tactic, so it mostly depends. It didn't work perfectly versus those guys, I mean two balls in semis, because they managed to rush with five skulks the two guys in power core, but we can expect some crazy shotgunning from the Marines, so we'll just see it.
Do you expect their teamwork to be top notch, let's say, since both teams are inactive? Do you think that will be playing a big factor in the game?
Well, if you look, for example, on the Alien Roosters, those people like AA, FRG, Duke, they played together for some time. Also, Tain with Peach, and probably Jiki also, since he played a lot with Finnish people. They got their own teamwork, and they are top-level players. You don't lose it by inactiveness. Basically, inactiveness kills your skill a bit.
Danny. What's the problem?
No problem. I pressed Control Copy and it didn't work sometimes in Windows, so I posted the IP to NSL2. I should have told you. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Okay. Danny failing.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. As always.
Yeah, there's no issue that Dan is failing us each day,
yeah,
so
I should
we can't
let
expect
everyone know that I've updated the IP for HLTV on the website, so if it didn't work for you and you got a weird request about a password, you should try again with the new IP. It should be working really fine.
As you can see, Dax is missing. There was some whining that he got an issue with the connection, so I guess he's rebooting and you're waiting for him to start.
Yeah, I mean, apparently there's a loss going around on this server, choke, mentioned by AA earlier, having 35 loss.
Yeah, same as Dux apparently having.
Doogie complaining that my voice is unsexy. I'm sorry to disappoint you, mate. I know you won't like gays, but sorry.
I can't. I actually disagree. I think it's rather attractive in a non-gay way, if you can. If you can put it that way, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know, Doc.
Anyway,
that was on the limit, you know.
From other things, from Alien Tactics, probably peach perming or doing chambers, switching with FRG. Juki probably the Artilark, A10 obviously with flash fades, and Doogie hiving, or will we switch with FRG?
Yes. I believe
really
Doogie
know.
Will be hiving, because they might, if they can't get a hive up, Doogie's another choice for a fade. I believe he's better than Fraggy, but they have their occasions.
Yeah. From the Marines, what we can expect, probably with this rooster, the pressure team will be, I guess, Retrian Snake. Might be wrong about that, but that's my predictions. As you say, Dux's got some quiet skill with shotgunning. I haven't seen yet, but I can trust you on that.
Well, they do have every guy in Rambos, I believe, is quite equivalent in skill-wise on shotgun. I mean, probably Retry, maybe one of the best shotgunners out there at the moment. Who knows?
I'm just wondering who will lurk for them in the Alien round, but it's not the issue for this round, so we can see on the HLTV lots of discussions about server choice. They got problem with loss, and trying to agree on the server, like install 13, 11, or 4. We are still waiting for that. That's the cause of the delay.
As you can see again, Dux has left the server. This seems to be having a bit of trouble starting this game. Please bear with us, listeners. What then? Do you know the next map that will be played?
Well, actually not. I can check on the site if it's set as it should be. If not, we can blame Danny. Obviously.
What?
It's not set.
Apparently, it's two times eclipsed.
Yeah, because from I know the system how this works when creating matches. That's the default maps which are shown there. So that's obviously not true. We are not gonna play twice eclipse, as you can see. I can put my bets that will be fail and Tenef.
Oh, the moving servers to ENSL 13, I believe.
Yeah. We can expect the moves of the ENSL TV and ENSL TV shoutcast to the servers shortly, so stay tuned, don't disconnect.
Will the change happen automatically, or will people have to reconnect?
The server should reconnect, and then you also should do a reconnect window, as I guess, but you still need to hold on for Juki's movement here.
Well, I'm guessing the shoutcast won't have any downtime, so as long as people listen, we can tell them when to connect.
Yeah, exactly, but as long as the TV is on the server, they shouldn't change anything, because if it's still up, it will be reconnected. If it's down, you can start worried. Well, Well, my beer is over, but I guess I won't play more. I don't want to drink more because it might hear my screaming later if I start to drink, so let's hold it now. Yeah, we can see our Shoutcast TV reconnecting now to the new server. I guess the Insult TV will also reconnect soon, or already did.
X-Man, I hope you're full of liquid and ready to do a lot of screaming, because there will be no breaks as soon as the games start going.
Oh yeah. Just give no mercy for me.
Of course.
Well, as long as we are two commanders here, we can talk a lot of tactics during the game, so people will understand everything what commanders and alien commanders are doing. But
I also like to draw your attention to when the Marine push and their positioning, because I don't think many shoutcasters have mentioned positioning of Marines, despite how important it is, especially C-12 or cargo push.
Yeah, C-12 is crucial because it's usually dropped and pushed first, definitely when the cargo hive is dropped. And if pipeline is dropped, so the cappers can push the other node with LMGs, but C-12 is really the node where game can decide if it's successful or not.
Yes, indeed. I'm guessing the standard two node tactics for aliens shouldn't be too risky from the two boss play there.
Yeah, T-Balls developed their own tactics, same as we did, I mean, TakeOver some times ago. They're sticking to it and it's working, so I don't, I can't predict any changes here. Also, can't see much surprises from commanding from Peach and from Sonder. They're known from playing usual arm slap tactics last day, so... But I'm really glad to see some crazy surprise, even shotgun rushes if necessary. That will bring some juice to this final. However, the shotgun rush is usually a signal that some team is overtaking the other one, which we don't want to see here.
I don't believe Peach or Sonder will issue a shotgun rush. Don't think either teams will sink that, let's say, low to do that.
I will give tip to Sonder that actually there is an issue of two balls that are rarely, usually losing shotgun rushes when they are aliens, so that might be some key in some point.
Lots of Dr. Love going on there.
I'll just say to Danny, there are many people whining at me, and I'm not an admin anymore, to move the Agile TV to the correct server. Danny, are you hearing this?
I'm here, and I'm trying to fix Agile TV. What's the problem?
You can do it by clicking the server, the match sheet, changing the server, and then moving the Agile TV using server stuff. I mean, page stuff. Or you can PM Jurik and white on him, that's your second option.
Lots of friendly first, banter going on.
So first yeah, you that's change the server.
No. Yeah, change the server in the match sheet or yeah, probably a referee thing, you know.
Yeah, where are they now?
Where are they now? That's the good question.
Doc, check it out. What server are they playing on?
I believe this is ENSL 13.
13. Let's go. Let's try this.
Wait. It's not.
No.
It's
they're ENSL 4.
Just pressed save.
ENSL 4.
ENSL
yes.
4. 4. Then we go again.
Yeah. Now use the Agile TV stuff or extra stuff as far as I remember from being the admin, and move Agile TV to new IP.
I know it's a bit too early, but X-Man, can you predict what the final score would be?
Well, I'll bet 3-1 for two balls, actually. If not 4-0, I'm in favor and of them. They're really in their top lineup here, and they are playing really good.
I couldn't agree less. I want to root for the two balls, but I mean, facing the facts, look at two balls as a lineup. It's insane. I don't think that you could get any better lineup than that. Yeah, more or less.
We could see some noise in your mic, Doc, but it's okay now, I guess.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Let me just turn down my back, I guess.
It's still present, but not so loud, but I guess you can fix it. We can see Verti joining as the seventh player, waiting to swap in case of disconnect. From what I know, it happened yesterday in the final that one of the players, you know, Tier 2 finals, one of the players disconnected during the game and they got problems with playing with 5 and still winning. So,
I mean, they had a substantial lead by the time they had 5 anyway.
Danny, how's the Agile TV issue doing?
I changed it, I did move it to a new IP, but apparently I'm still seeing only an empty veil as the rest are.
Are you sure it's on the SL4?
Danny, there's other thing, you can go to the match, to the Agile TV console on the page.
But it should work, hold on. It's on NSL4, yeah, and it should have been moved there.
Is there any way to delay the match because they've readied up and the HLTV's not there yet? Can someone message Ricky or one of the players?
HLTV,
do they know about
again?
It?
Can you check it out?
Well, we really can check out because it might be hidden from us, even from this point. It's known back that Agile TVs are ghosts and hiding among each other.
Well, now something happens, this buffering game might be correct.
Yeah, that's probably the moment. Okay, I got a message from BHack that Agile TV is on already, so I guess everything is working. It's buffering, as Danny said before, so we can expect the game starting shortly.
I believe so, and I can't wait to see this game get on.
Yeah, we can see mobilization in the Rambos, tagging up, but two balls still unknown.
I don't think they need a tag. I mean, how do you describe two balls in a tag?
I don't want to even imagine how to do it. Anyway,
number 8.
Yeah, HLTV working fine now. We can see everyone bunny hopping and stuff, so...
it's nice to see that.
If it doesn't work for you, just reconnect.
Anyway, I forced this rule like last season to see good tagged up players with real nicks, which helps watchers on HLTV. I can see that this season's not so strict. Oh yeah, it's ready. BHax told me now also, so it's confirmed.
I'll do a short introduction now. Hello everyone, I'm Doctor, I'm from Stray Dogs. I'll be shoutcasting today the Tier 1 final between Two Boars and Rambos. Joining me today is X-Man and Danny. X-Man, say something.
Yeah, I'll say something. The game is starting now, so we got the mark point on the agility on the shoutcast, and there is sub high for the start. Quite unlucky, I guess, but we can see it now.
I believe it's better than the pipe that they would be starting with.
Oop. Yeah, we can see two guys west, as I predicted before, and three guys pushed up.
Well, now you're all ahead of the HLTV.
We're ahead.
Yes.
Well, actually, that's your issue, not us. It's probably 10-second delay, or 20-second delay. Even you can fix it next round, I guess, but now let's focus on the game.
Oh, during this, rush on sub. Sub side, west skylights, one marine, one alien. Can Peach take him?
No, his knives. It's quite good start for Marines. They killed Skulks, they might all them be in Spanku. And the pressure team is moving east with three guys. Also the fourth guy is going east, probably for capping.
I believe so. Nice play there by Dux, taking on AA. That's the last guy. They're pushing cargo now with three Marines, one shotgun and one welder.
Well, we can expect a short base rush from east, but I guess not yet. Two Skulks hiding cargo.
Well, they have the confidence to defend this RT. And they're grouping up pretty nice as well.
One down, three left.
Oh,
two left.
Another one down. Looks like Rambos will take this RT down. I don't think that Skull's going to engage anytime soon.
Yeah, I guess so. He probably should go for cappers. Anyway, we got spoil warnings that we are spoiling because we are ahead of Agile 3. I guess we can make some, you know, delay by ourselves.
That will be quite hard
just
for
wait,
us.
Just wait. It's...
We could see Ducks trying to spawn camp, but two gorgeous support with two Skulks killed him easily.
I mean,
there's
this
two ops in cargo, just for base rush opportunity.
I mean, this is to be expected by aliens, since they're not going to lurk. The Xunder might engage in more spawn camping, or tell Marines to do that.
Ops going cargo.
Yeah, the ops is up, and...
aliens grouping up at double, defending their last... well, their last... first node dropped. As you can see again on the map, there's another one heading towards spawn camping.
Yeah, that's quite a good issue because there's no one in the hive now. And the team is down, that might be a key point of the game.
And spawn camp has been engaged. I mean, this is...
They have a rest capper on power core as well.
Yeah, the cargo is dropped.
I mean, this is standard tactic. If they're not going for alert, the spawn camp is inevitable.
Very risky.
Yeah, the Gorge gets the kill, not the Skulks, not the Fate, so we still got one node in cargo. Shotgunner's moving there now. But it will go down, and there will be still seven rests to go up to the...
Here comes the base rush. Oh, well, there's Marines in base already. Ducks is down. And a beacon going off. I mean, Marines have killed all the nodes anyway, so it does not matter anymore.
The problem is that both perms are down. That's the issue now. They don't have a coach to recap soonish.
What do you expect from Two Balls playing now, since they had a really bad start?
Well, the Lurg's not gonna be fast, so I guess they will not get a second hive up.
I can't agree less. If the Sun decides to push with a few shotguns and the Lurk's not up, that hive is going down. Oh, West Junction. Snake and Pyro working out there. Ooh, shotgun there. I wonder what retry is going. Or where Sun sent retry.
Probably
looks like main base.
Like system.
System. Main hive incoming. Ooh. Is this a good thing to do? He's alone at the moment. Ooh, missing a few shots there, retry! Ooh, if that other Marine had been to the back him up, I'm sure those Skulls would be down.
I'm just describing Danny while you got the problem with the delay because you're on the vent, not listening to the shotcast originally. Oh, there was really bad performance by Snake now.
Yes, but the Marines still have map control. Not for long. I'm guessing that. Ooh. That base gate's gone up in a nick of time.
One fate coming now, second will be up soon. It all depends on the performance now. That's all that Marine Aliens got. Two fates versus. Weapon one.
I mean, the Aliens have been good on their nodes, though. As you can see, there's the Marines, which had a lot I mean, Pipeside all capped has all gone down now. Here comes AA's Vader double. Only two LMGs.
No shotguns on the field. That might be the problem. Also, all power core sides down. I guess Pipe is gonna be dropped. Yes, Pipe is gonna be dropped, not cargo. But there are three Marines moving there now.
Yep, with Ricky Berg 4 res away, will this be enough? Will Berg come up in time for the Hive?
Yeah,
the Hive is being dropped.
Yes, that might be an issue. This Hive got like 55% now, and it's very low. If they manage to get shotguns, a few shotguns, and probably mines, that should go down.
There's no lurk up, only fades. Oh, one of those fades just escaping.
Yeah, the lurk is going up now on the Hive, but it will be probably too late. But Marines are not pushing yet, that's surprising. They should be...
Well, they've got weapons...
Yeah, weapon suit is up, but base rush is on the way, meanwhile.
Will the base rush go down then? Oop, Skulk's heading towards base. Will Sunder deal with this correctly? Ah, he's sent to Marine back.
Yeah, Reggie went back, but one Skulk survived.
Three Marines pushing pipeline at the moment. I don't think this will hold with that Spore Lurk and two Fades running around.
Yeah, the arms lab is up. That's the key moment now. Arms lab went down though.
Very good play by the aliens. The arms lab down. If I was in Sonder's situation now, if you can look on the alien map, they have no nodes except their own hive, and they have no one to recap. So
first
why not
is
play
down.
Long game? Oh, I'm sorry. That yes, Tane has been killed.
Arms up again, some shotgunners recapped, but there is already Gorge killing the Hive, and...
Another fade! Ooh!
That was quite close, or not,
283.
They have to push now, they missed the hand nades to kill the Lurk, and other thing, but we can expect push once again, I guess.
I believe Sonder might go for endgame now, since Sonder... Yep. The phase gate and he's going for endgame. I mean, he's in good position for endgame. I believe that's an AA going up base, and they have three nodes, and the aliens have nearly nothing.
Yeah, that's a good start, but however, keeping the pipe and sub hive, it's not you know, a good position for Marines, because they can't cap two nodes on side, like Overlook and Sap and...
Well, with only one node, it's gonna take long for them to get focus up, and even so, the three chambers, as is, so... They will probably get the phase gate in cargo before fades become a problem.
The phase gate is already up, but the visuals are on the nodes.
I mean, they can still last with two nodes. I mean, just holding double node... is enough to get jetpacks. I mean, Sunder, the turning point could be jetpacks for this game.
Hive is up, but also the double vents are not welded. That's an error and big mistake, actually. And double face is down.
Yes, I believe they're moving from cargo now.
Yeah, but they're gonna lose the nose soon, so...
Is that a fade down? Ooh! Quite low.
Yeah, no guns in the field, so just LMGs. Now the one shotgun up. But this Lurk is gonna be pain in the ass with the MC in the vent. With
yet
two
again,
hives, they need to get rid of the Lurk unless they can't hold double.
I mean, we've seen this during the takeover play. I mean, Jericho lurking in double with the MC. It's insane to play as Marine during that. I mean, Sonder would find that as well. Heading it, especially.
Basically, the MC placement without the world advance, it's basically GG versus Lurg and the Fate, because you have to med spam a lot, and you can't afford it with three nodes. That's the Marines. What Marines got now? A new phase gate in different place to avoid spores, but I guess it's not gonna help a lot. The other phase gate was just piled by the perm.
Oh, AAN Skulk's gonna hit that phase gate now. Oh, they've got a surround on the cargo phase gate. AA just going back to check out the Marines that are coming to get them. And that phase gate and cargo is down.
Yes, definitely. Skulk should go for cargo node now to and topo node. I guess it's shotgun rush for the sub hive now. That's what I predicted a bit. It all depends when it's gonna be spotted. Two SCs up, but it might be
the Lurk will spot it.
Lurk spotted the shotgun rush. They should go back now, everyone.
Sonder would not be able to afford this. Pushing with five Marines.
Four Marines, actually.
Except cargo. Like a game for two balls.
Yeah, but it's quite disappointing by Sonder by not pushing Pipe Hive. I told you that double cargo will be really pain in the ass to hold for late game. But
I mean, the push in pipeline, or maybe the arms lab, was the turning point in the whole game.
He should actually jump out for this lonely skill. He was leading the match and biting arm slap. And with one hive, Sonder should take him down easily. That was the mistake. I usually jump out and I die, but I guess Sonder should manage it. With weapon 2 and armor 1. I'm really disappointed by Sonder's decisions. That's not what I expected here.
The last pushing. Like almost now at the moment.
Marine is still trying to push the sub for to get the guns, which are already down, but
and
two
GG highs. Going down a bit.
Yeah, already.
Sonder coming out for the last shotgunning, just for jokes. He just finishes them off for the first round. Conclusions, X-Men?
Well, the conclusions are that very good start through two balls, pushing teams, just killing all the alien skulks, but then commander mistakes. Yeah, by Rambos, but then commander mistakes, in my opinion, failed this game. That's my opinion.
I agree. Sonder is a good commander, but I believe sometimes he still lacks experience in key moments.
Yeah. You know, think you should vault the vans before going anywhere. That's the thing you first do with the phase gates, even if you need to second phase in parkour instantly. Also, he didn't know that the second hive was really, really late dropped. FRG got fragged, but he was waiting up to phase up, and he could still push it after losing all everything and killing one fate.
I mean, yes, I'm a bit disappointed. I mean, that Marine game, I was really expecting a Rambo win there from the good start and the spawn camping.
Yeah, it was a very good start from them. Too bad they lost it.
Danny, is the issue with the HLTV, is it synchronized or...?
No, that was just me. It's fixed.
Yeah, basically Danny checked.
I was on the public
things.
HLTV and didn't connect to the ones that we are on, so I was hearing what you said, because this one delays it automatically, so it syncs with the HLTV. And I could hear you guys from vent, so I heard everything
poor Danny.
Way before.
Well, we can see Dricky and Vertigia on the Red Room. I might guess Vertigia will play in Marines, that would be expected. Yeah, he was one of the key players of Soundman last seasons, and very good Marine. As Jiki was the Lurk, we can expect Vertia as Marine.
Okay, would you expect to see Peach do the split shotgun and only an armory and IP in base like he normally does for Soundman?
I will actually point my bet not for these tactics. Probably three-person push through Topo and delay the two guys to west. As I predicted for Sonder, but I was just partly correct. I can also expect arty mines if we'll get cargo or pipe high for those mines or pain DS for Skulk's biting RTs.
And yes, indeed.
And usually enigmatic domain when he played with Peach, but now he's in the other team, so we can you know, don't expect it so often, but we can see it probably.
I believe Peach will do mines on the either sub side or pipe side if they have cargo or pipe or sub, because that's what they did on against Takeover and worked pretty well. I mean, the Skulks take ages to get across the map, and once they get there, boom, they have to spawn again.
Actually, that was my team doing that. Yeah, actually, Takeover used that tactics versus two balls down on Veil, but I don't remember Peach using that. But that was expected. Yeah, it was Takeover, actually. We started with the mines on the west side.
I got mixed up then. But seriously, during that last game, the arm zap had changed the whole game. The arm zap went down, and they couldn't push anymore. The second I believe
they killed
was
one fade without farm slap, but yeah, double. The problem was that they didn't warded it. That was the only issue.
I mean, I won't blame Sonder for all of it. I mean, he should have reminded the Marines to weld the vents before pushing to cargo, but I guess it came back and bit the Marines in the ass when they did. I mean, it's too late.
I can say on my own that I usually get Huhuk in my team who demands water for double, so... Yeah, hello to Huhuk.
I mean, Sonder, this is his first Tier 1 final, so maybe his pressure has got to him, possibly. I mean, Peach has been in a few Div 1 finals already, and maybe you can see the experience difference in this next game.
From the other hand, we got Retry and Dukes playing for Nine Legends in some finals, but it was some time ago. In Marine players, we got five members of last season 13 finals. Same of behalf of what was the MP team called? Do you remember that?
Hugo.
Yes, Hugo, exactly. On behalf of Hugo, like FRG, Dookie, and AA, and Pichu and Tain was playing for Sound, obviously. They were playing in the last semi-final of ESL. However, also those guys, like FRG, Dookie, AA, were playing last Night Cup, but also Sonder was playing there, and Retry on behalf of Rambos those times. So. There are experienced players in top matches, but I still think Peacham's experience is the best here, also Tain.
I mean,
yes, I've Peach... been in finals recently as well, so Dux might be a bit old school.
I believe Peach definitely, he can even counter cheese from the lower players during the tournament. I mean, Sonder, I'm not so sure about when you're using SCs or Lox tactics. I think a little panic stirs in Rambos as a lack of experience.
And about alien commanding, I'm not sure if Peach is commanding the aliens. I guess the Cheeky or even Tain can. They're all both now from commanding. But the game is starting, the second round is starting. We've got Pipeline Hive. Which is very unlucky for Rambos.
This is round two of the Tier 1 final between Two Balls and Rambos. Rambos spawning with Pipe Drive and standard tactic from Peach, I would say, to Topo and Free in base.
You got still some noise in background, so watch out for it. We can see it building Topo, and the Shotgunner's going Topo already. The arm slap in base, and the mines. Going for the IP, not for the nodes. Two guys will go delayed to the west, and three to east. That was what I predicted before.
Yeah, now the Skulks are on the wrong side of the map already.
I mean, the push is a bit too early for the aliens. They're trying to desperately run across the map now.
They should go for cargo node first, I guess, since the skulls are gathering in C12.
And that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, Fraggy just taking off a few trailing skulks behind. Oh, one down. Will Team be able to take this skulk? I mean, the skulks is buying time for the aliens to regroup, and that's really well played by, who is it inside?
Retry.
Yeah, but really well.
But on the other side, Marines are buying time for cappers to cap, so that's working on both ways. But yeah. We can see MCs and Lurk coming now.
And Lurk is up now. Oh, this is going to be a harder push for alien Marines now.
Doctor, I got a message for you from the Hoo Hoo. He says you are really bad about the shotcasting. I'm guessing, I don't know what
rush.
Red Trip is doing in double, probably waiting for Capper, but...
Oh, Skulk's down.
Very well played.
A spawn camp also incoming. That's AA killing one of the Gorges, probably. No.
And then Pipeline's well known for the spawn camping.
The Lurk is going back, so it's not gonna happen. On the other side, we got West Overlook, Sub capped, and now Cargo is getting capped, is it? Yeah, it is. That's huge, huge plus for Marines.
Yes, seriously, if Rambos don't start doing anything now, the game is in Peach's hands.
Yeah, Doogie Sports, no rest for meds, I guess, waiting for Armor 1. But Weapon 1 is really down, so he's going weapon upgrades.
Maybe a weapons, two weapons free early game.
Okay, C4.
Yeah, weapons
saved. But they
yes,
need to
very
play,
well played
now.
On Retry.
And then Skulls is running off the bike.
Six nodes that needs to die. It's starting with Cargo.
We can see Sonder already ready to recap Cargo when it's beaten down. Also, Retry will get Fate really soon, probably in 40 seconds ready to get it, I guess, maybe more if you get one frag. So that might be quite not over yet, but the Marine nodes need to go fast. They're down fast now.
Yeah, they're pushing C4 again.
Yeah, but without the shotgun, push is spotted, but they can probably blast it if they go for it, but they're not.
No, I
they're
think
going
they're
for
going to attract Skulks only.
Yeah, that's
give
maybe... Yeah, we can see double getting capped.
Yeah.
And Retry's Fate should be up now.
I have every node.
Yeah, it's 52 res. That's a good time to get a Fate. But double is up. That's the issue. They got a whole map of nodes. Weapon 2... No, Armor 1 is up now. Before Weapon 2... before Weapon 2, that's another thing. But Weapon 2 is already on the way. Face kit tech also, I guess. No AA. That's Peach Tactics, late AA, and doing...
Aliens really need to pull something out of the bag or, like, make half the RTs disappear or the game.
Blind Lurk is down. We can see that's the issue of aliens missing MP. That's the big issue of Lurk. Cargonaut's down now, and they're gonna... go for C12, probably.
I mean, I wouldn't blame Blind purely. Look at the parasites on the map, there's not as many as you would like to see.
I'm not really blaming Blind for it, but I'm blaming MP not being here. It's absolutely one of the top Lurks in recent history.
And RT going down to a combination of three LMG shooting it.
Yeah, that's probably the one of the game over point for the Rambos. They lost both nodes, and Pyro is gonna need to recap probably.
Phase gate going up, and it looks like a push on Cargo. Weapons are being dropped out. Weapons two up as well.
Yeah.
Without a Lurk, this hive is going down.
Cargo.
Definitely, the Lurk issue is in the key
Fate
moment
going
now.
Base.
That's also a good call, but two marines waiting for him. One skulks on the nodes, but I guess two skulks in cargo face can't save it.
No, what is that? Yes, face gate.
This second face gate
for the push. Yes, there's no skulks there. They're not gonna even try to save it. Probably that's suicide for the fate to go in.
With that phase gate just outside cargo, this I can't see anyway. Yes, I've just missed that.
It's 15 HP.
Ooh. Yeah, the hive is down. Yeah, with this point of the upgrades, we can see a pushing for C12 soon, without even capping a double. But yeah, there's no drop on double. Someone will cap it probably. But they're gonna push C12 soon, and aliens don't really have opportunity to make any, you know, break point the game.
I think this game's over
lucky
already.
Lucky base rush is needed, or
yeah, but that's the pitch. He will play very safe now. He don't have to take any risk, as Sonder should do last game with jumping out. But they can't really afford anything now. C12 should probably go down to those four shotgunners in HMG now in the field.
Ooh, retry escaping.
Yeah, but he was quite full, like 200 HP. But spawn camp will be probably up soon.
No, there goes the fade, I think, no?
Ooh, yeah, the fade is still up, but they got weapon 2 and guns there.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of time.
Over. They have all the nodes up, and yeah. I think the only chance they had was to go with two fates instead of the hive, and maybe kill the face gates and the marines.
The issue is that marines haven't lost much nodes in the start of the game, and they can afford everything.
I mean, I wouldn't blame the aliens for not biting the res. I mean, how can you when you've got constant pressure on your nodes and your buildings?
Well, sometimes, though, you have to sacrifice your own nodes to go out on theirs, you know. It's alright if you don't have nodes, as long as they don't, but the second they have more than you, then you're in trouble.
I mean, maybe a more experienced alien commander could have told the aliens to forget about their res and kill theirs, but I mean, they just got tied up in defending theirs and just forgot about bounties.
Actually, the key moment was when Lurk died, and he couldn't save cargo from being killed, and then C12 from being killed, I mean the nodes, before the hive was dropped. At this point, aliens lose their res flow and lose basically ability to drop OCs, and even with the Lurk, they could stop the hive rush. There's, you know, just a small difference which could be in this game. Because aliens got the rest, but Lark wasn't there in the point to save them. In the 50 minutes or something like that. And Retry is down.
The game's finally over, I guess. And he's just doing the spam of humiliation there with all his bullets and ammo.
I'm quite disappointed of this first two rounds before that, because they, I guess Rambo just lost it 2-0, but they didn't bring much, fight as, for example, TakeOver did to two balls in semis. We saw two long rounds there, but not here, there are two short ones.
Yeah, I think one of those problems is their Lurk, they're lacking MP, and, you know, blind while good is not the same. We had, for example, Kingyo, and when he died, he went Onos. The difference between him and blind, for example, is that blind couldn't even re-lurk. And that makes a big difference, letting the aliens, scouts living without Lurk, especially without an attack Lurk. I mean, Kingyo used to kill cappers and delay the res. blind is...
Yeah, but he is French, he just don't talk about Sporio, as everyone called him. We are here on the final, and MP is not here, which is definitely the big issue for Rambos. On the other hand, IHAR, we got already 50 specs of the final. Also, we got many short cards to like 39 now. I guess that's not so bad for the finals in those inactive days.
Yeah, I'm noticing that everyone joined today is just logged on. Even in gathers, there was two gathers going up. Everyone's really hyped up about the NSL finals, I guess.
Yeah, basically, we can't compare it to the last year semi-final when we got Hugo and Selna fighting for four maps towards victory. Now it's definitely one-sided for the first map, and that's quite sad. We can see some crazy actions next round. I'm just expecting them.
Well,
I wouldn't say
the green round from was really nice from Sander. If they can do it again and perhaps win without losing everything in like in a minute, it will be interesting, because Alien is, well, I used to say Alien wasn't Sonoman's strongest side, but then again now they've mixed Hugo with Sauna, so they have best of both worlds. But then again,
next
round was really nice from Rams,
next
I think.
Round
pressured really
Orbital. Orbital being played.
It's the same choice as TakeOver, Tugan Semis.
Can you think of any reasoning behind the Orbital and Veil placements of the maps?
Well, both maps got the one thing that you can really easily protect your nodes with correct face gates. I mean, it's quite different in... Orbital, because if you got one of the side highs like Hunger and Gen, the face gain in Atrium can basically cut off from in the middle game from Skulks going the passive side. So when the Marine RTs are, that's big you know, thing you can use. But on the other side, it's quite big map. So if without face gate, Alliance are in favor here.
Yeah, the also tactic usually favors face tech almost always.
Yes. You know. Early face tech is really expected here from Sonder probably.
What do you expect from the aliens? Any mass nodes? I mean, it's not unorthodox on this map that aliens do go mass nodes.
I do not think they will go mass nodes, but...
This map is not for mass nodes, but sometimes you can try free nodes and delayed hive in case of sauna.
Yeah, an
Artifade. Or Artifade, yeah. Free nodes
tactics. They want your presence. They need your presence there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think there's a little debate on whether Metal or Orbital gets played now.
Yeah, we all know that two balls are all of them got 200 FPS and asking for low FPS server than asking low FPS drop map might be in favor of Rambo, but we can see. And as Metal is actually one of the very, very well constructed maps, but not so popular in competitive. Usually played Fail Tanif, then Origin Eclipse, then there we can find Metal or Orbital in the next line.
I mean, maybe they could use that for their advantage. Maybe Peach having troubles on commanding a different map.
Well, I can't expect Peach having trouble with commanding on any map. He's so experienced player. And actually, Metal or Orbital are not the maps you are afraid of commanding. It's mostly Hartford to command, or Tanif or Eclipse. Those are maps harder to command than those ones.
I agree, but on other maps such as this one and Metal, they are SC tactics or maybe DC tactics that are played in the alien rounds?
Well, from top teams, we haven't seen any DC tactics and SC tactics for a long, long year.
I mean, going back a few seasons, there have been a few SC tactics going around. But I guess it's slowly died off. I mean, MC's well known for the best chambers for first hive.
Yeah, DCs are very useful if you are got 10th and you try mass nodes, you can cover 2 RTs with DCs, which really slows up Marines with killing them. That was very known from Sauna to play DCs on 10th with mass nodes, I mean 3 nodes and DCs, and really, really flash DC fates versus no weapon upgrades. But I can't think using SCs or DCs on this map.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a small map like Eclipse. I mean, you need the MCs to get about.
Yeah, and you can also expect that Peach is not going to be, you know, surprised by Sensory so much that he will lose the round. I think SC's tactics is good versus unexperienced commanders and, well aiming team.
Well, I believe Sonder doesn't do really well against SCs, but maybe he's been doing a bit of training before this match against SCs. I mean, previously, SCs against Rambos versus Stray Dogs, Sonder didn't deal with it accordingly.
Okay, well, I thought it was 4-0 still, but maybe I missed the point, but...
It was, but... It was, I think, down in that match, it was, I'm not going to talk about the match, it's final, and they're changing it to metal now.
Yes, that's actually, I think it's quite good for competition. Metal is the map where everything can happen. We can remember from, I think, season 12, the super internet superheroes claiming the surprising victory versus favorite Saunaman on metal, yeah, during group stage. That was really, really impressed match by... players, Enigmatic Gibbs, or I think Retri was playing there, I might be wrong. But it was one of the greatest matches in recent history. So Metal is capable for long games and surprising results.
Definitely. I mean, Mineral, definitely a really nice place to hold a lot of nodes and to pressure at the same time. I can see both teams fighting for the mineral high ground, I guess.
The mineral with the high ground is perfectable for facegate placement and holding it, but usually modern commanders don't put the facegate on the high ground where it's but closer to the flight control RT to avoid spores.
Yes, I mean, I agree. As I would place my phase gates a bit behind the... well, in between the RTs. Halfway, I believe.
Yeah. There's another message for you from Huhuh that I'm supposed to tell you that it's natural selection of the StarCraft 2. I don't get the point, but that's just a passing through. tactics. The tactics, definitely, Rambos will use shotgun on start. That's a very big advantage. I guess it might be even two, three guys going flight control and shotgun are joining them soonish, and pushing for the nodes. A lot of things depends on how aliens will manage to gather up, even for the base rushes, because it's quite probably to get a base rush here.
I believe, yeah. I mean, I can't see any different tactic. Maybe a mineral ambush. I mean, this map is perfect for alien ambush. So if the Marines get slacky, they're gonna pay for it.
But from other thing, what hive do you think is the worst here, and which is the best? Probably the best is Smolter, because in the middle of the map, but there are no safe RTs for this hive. Surface got storage D.
I would say that the worst hive has got to be cooling.
The third round of Tier 1 finally starting with Smolter Hive, yeah.
Looks like two Marines getting to fly control.
Yeah, we can expect Shotgunner joining them and two guys going capping soon.
Hitting nodes.
Yeah, that's quite expected. Hitting is really easy to kill by Marines. Retro is already going with the shotgun. But look on the flight control, Skalak, he might kill one of the capper, which is gonna be... Yeah, that was AI.
Very typical. Now we have Doogie capping power banks as well. Very careful Marine that. Who is this? Blind, very careful. Might spot this Doogie guy. Nope.
Yeah, Doogie getting his frag. Two early frags by Skulks. That might be... but they are not the Largor chambers, but it might be decided later.
Definitely. Which node? I believe they're going to be pushing heating. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's the natural choice.
But Skulk's already in position for ambushing.
And there will be no scan whatsoever.
Four Skulks. There are five Skulks.
They will go down now.
And the pressure down.
It couldn't go other way. That was so obvious to make a big, big surprise party there.
And this map has got lots of corners and lots of little vents that you can hide in. I don't think it's a Marine favored map at all.
Also got very straight, lots of long corridors and straight, which is really hard to play with Fate. But Skulls can ambush in many places. On the other hand, we got many low RT cap from Marines. There are just 3 nodes and 4 is getting capped. The storage, the guy can't cap this node alone versus one Skulk. And we can see on the rest status that AA already got 33 rests, which will bring us up Fate probably in 1 minute.
Things are not looking good for Sonda at the moment, unless he can pull off a surprise. Shotgun rush, is this?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's the key moment before the Fates go up and before the Lurks go up.
And little small base rush. Ooh, ducks! Missing both shots.
Doogie should fade soon, I guess. I already got rest. Rush was too late, actually.
The fade is going up now. This might be a time battle now, whether the hive will go down first or those fade eggs.
There are two fades going up.
There are only 3 people in the hive right now. It's going to be hard taking it down. Perhaps if they kill the MC, hurt the Fade, stay alive, might work.
The Hive out. Might go down!
It's getting hit. Fade going in.
The Hive is really low!
It's not, it's like 30%.
And the game's decided.
Yeah, I guess, as predicted, Tubo's gonna claim the victory here. There's really nothing which can change the result now.
unless all the aliens decide to F4.
Yeah, but it's quite unpredictable.
I don't think even I could have predicted that if... But still Sonder looking to carry on this fight with a few more shotguns out. Could possibly Weapons 1 have brought that hive down though? Maybe if Sonder teched to Weapon 1 instead of Armor 1, could he have brought that hive down if he's known he was going for a shotgun rush?
Yeah, but you never know that. I sometimes do these tactics when my pressure team fails, but and usually it's a successful, but it was too late. A down.
No surprise there, going into two shotguns and an LMG.
Famous quotes from you, Doctor?
Pardon?
They're spamming quotes from you.
Oh, yes, it's retry. He's doing it just to, I guess, mess around with me. You know, he's teasing me because I keep telling him to learn to play, I guess. He has made his own little bind against me. And AA taken down Pyro without... And F4 and going through Marines. I'm expecting some congratulations and some good games to go down now.
Well, stay tuned, there's still one more round to play, maybe it will be honorable round for the finals. Also, we can expect some interviews after the games ends. I guess we'll get some members of both teams to get interview and hear what they have to say.
Do we have any interviewees which we want in particular? Any viewers want to listen to anyone talk about the game? You send your request to X-Man.
I guess Red Tri should be good as you know, Rambo representative, as fluent English could be a big point here. But from the aliens,
also
I don't know who.
Sonder.
I believe yeah. Sonder Dricky or Fraggy would be a nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some bad action from FRG, like get the fuck off out of Div1 with this shit. That's quite, you know, rude now. Yeah, I was straight through trying. It's obvious they don't use fast lurk, but this shotgun rush, if succeeds, should be much faster. I mean, capping few notes and then shotgun rushing.
It might work as a surprise, you know, but yeah, I agree. It was way too late.
You know, you can't surprise by going for minor role on this map. There's always an alien in the minor role.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, smelt a hive for once is a strong hive not to be shotgun rush. I understand surface, not many people scout control room and storage D, and same for cooling, I guess. But smelter hive, really bad hive, maybe just unlucky on the hive positioning.
Yeah, we can see Doogie shouting that he's gonna command, that's gonna be interesting.
Well, I don't think that would be very... I say honored against the Rambos, since they did play, I guess, as hard as they could. I mean, I think Sonder did it in desperation, but only in desperation. I don't think it was planned at the start. For Doogie to go com, I would say it would be a bit an insult to them. Not saying Doogie is a bad com, but not using him.
Microphone.
Okay, starting now, cooling is main hive. This is fourth round starting up now, if you want to know. It's already 3-0 for two balls versus Rambos. And yes, we see Doogie in the chair, That's gonna be interesting. Jiki left Vartia in his field as the 7th player, taking on the behalf of two balls.
Yes. Standard tactic here. Two flight, two base, one power banks.
Yeah, and the flight guy already down.
Vartija taking him. Overkilling that skull. Landing all pistol shots on him. And killing
him.
That's even getting this last skull.
That's what I told you, that Vartija should play on Marines. He's really top Marine players recently. Killing those three skulls, even with a knife.
Well, I believe Blind missed a few bites there. Can we see a spawn camping engage already? From Peach! Wow!
Yeah, surprising. Oh, he's going for the...
Peach is gonna die, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he's not gonna get him.
And Peach down.
Hello, Juki. I guess we're gonna interview you just after the round ends, so stay tuned.
What's up?
Here comes AA, shotgun, not attacking the nodes, but spawn camping.
Yeah, this happens when you don't watch AA. He's already spawn camping.
And he failed.
And the guys, Dane and Fraggy, at Supply, are waiting. Where the fuck is the shotgun? This has happened before.
We can see Juki raging on their teammates, but what can you expect with Doogie in the chair?
I feel this is turning into more of a public than an actual Div 1 final. Look at the Marines, you can probably draw a star at their positioning, there's no grouping up, they're all just ramboing off.
Although they're still recapping. Done by Pekka, of course. Who else?
Since the round is not going in an interesting direction, I'll use this time, Driki, to ask you. First, congratulations for you for winning this final already. The second thing, did you expect it so low performance by Rambos, or was it a high performance by you yourself?
Our alien round rush defense was kind of pathetic in the veil, but I don't know. I didn't know what to expect from them. We were both inactive for like almost 2 weeks, and individually we were active, but like as a team, we didn't play a single PCV. So anything could happen. So I'm happy we won. Yeah.
Were you worried at any time during your alien round when they were pressuring, for example, Pipeline Hive, and you only had one node?
Yeah, I was kind of worried there that like, oh my god, we could actually lose this.
Especially that was the first round, that would be really,
it's a moral breaker. Yeah, and it decides lots for the rest of the game.
Do you think you guys performed well as a team, or would you say that it was the other team mistakes that allowed you to win?
Well, I think we were individually a bit better there, and they didn't have much teamwork. So, yeah, I didn't know what actually was happening. I was capping most of the time in the Marine round, so I guess something was happening with the notes. At least look 9 notes up, so I think something is wrong on the alien side.
And mostly your team was pressuring constantly at C12, which made the 4 skulks constantly going there instead of biting nodes. The lonely skulk that actually went to bite nodes, you managed to kill easily. And
I'll break it now. AA just soloed the Lark and the skulk. That was quite good performance by him. On the other hand, we can see lots of nodes capped on the map, but and the fate going up soon. That round might go for the Rambos. Doogie has got A1, Weapon 1, and Faster. But what will happen? That we'll see in a few minutes. Already though, Lark died. That might be, but he's lurking. But it was the same story as in the Veil. Lark dying when the Hive is going to be dropped.
Retry having fade rest now.
Wow, Tane, that's very well played by Tane. Taking on two skulks, one after another.
Well, coming both at the same time.
Yeah, the Fae's Manual is gonna be up. The Fae is not here ready for it. Second phase get going surface. That's quite usual to cover four nodes and probably hitting group as bonus. Will bring up big RT boosts for Marines.
This game doesn't chasing look well.
Anyway, was chasing the Lurk, but he got the Skulk with the knife on the other hand. Retroid joining two shotguns, but one is down. And the second one is down by Sunderer.
The game is still looking good for Marines. Look at the map control and the res nodes.
Loads of res.
Yeah, Sunderer needs to recap as fast as possible. Yeah, I guess it will. It's Doogie. As in the chair, he should not go for fast, so much upgrades, you should go A now. It's not a Peach who can play with
weapon
free armor.
No.
And armor 1 for a long time before A is going up, so A will be soon, probably going up already. But Marines got big good position for late game, but they even might go for this hive now. Yeah, the A is up, Peach already got HMG, and this hive should go down.
I mean, the hive has been up quite a while, though.
It's like 80%.
Underland down.
It's game over, basically.
With slow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice slow-mo effect there, but still sad for Rambos.
Sad.
They couldn't get MP to play. MP and Chandra are pretty good with the games. And
we can say that MP was a carry player in both Aliens and Marines. However, the Snake showed a pretty good performance on Vale. MP's missing was an issue, in my opinion.
It was too big of a factor for Rambos not having MP here to play.
Well, I'm quite disappointed. I predicted some big resistance from Rambos in this final. And Peach got Grey Launcher now. That's fun, which Doogie usually do.
The Catalyst is coming up as well.
We got some info from BHAC that MacProsel is in hospital. I know it's true. I know he used to be in hospital, but yeah,
a brain damage can be a dangerous thing if you.
I think we would like to invite
Sonder probably, and Jiki. What do you think should join us from your team as the second one to interview? Should be Peach or AA or Tane?
I don't know. Maybe Tane or Fraggy, they are the most active members here.
Fraggy seems to be good. He seems to have a lot to express. I'll message him.
Guys, stay tuned, we're still gonna do some few interviews just after the game ends. We know that 2-1 versus Rambo 4-0. Hold on for more.
Hello again,
I believe we have Fraggy joining us here. And how do you think that match went, Fraggy?
Pretty good, considering we didn't play a lot, but neither did they.
A single PC since the semi-finals, I think.
Do you think you deserve the win?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. We beat TakeOver in a Shining 4-0, so we deserve this win.
Do you feel disappointed that Rambos didn't give a big of, let's say, fight as TakeOver did?
Disappointed, yes, but somehow expected though, because they got some new players. Well, not new, but I mean they're not really old school. They're good. I don't know. I guess they lack the practice or the activity needed to be shining this final.
I couldn't agree.
Well, I'm just talking with my Polish mate, and he just told me that two balls got really balls of steel.
That must be AA, because he always went straight to the heart.
No, it's actually not AA, but still got quite good, you know, opinion about you.
Okay.
Anyway, I will risk that maybe it's because I'm takeover member that the small final was already in the semi-final, which was the harder match for you, I guess. From what we can see now. Can you agree on it?
And I believe we have Sunder from Rambos here. Sunder, how do you think that match went with you guys? Join the channel.
Hello, Sunder.
Sunder, are you there?
Buddies!
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sunder's here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Sunder, yes. I'll repeat the question. Sunder, how do you think that match went for you guys as Rambos?
Well, we went up without, we didn't expect to win anything, but I actually think the whale round went pretty good. Especially the marine round, but then we fucked up, basically. Because it was
our
pretty hard to kill a hive.
Yeah, the pipeline hive is a bitch to kill. Especially if it goes up, you're gonna be pressured from both sides of something.
Yeah, it's really, if you're gonna go late game, you really need an imber late game, or you need, like, power core subsector.
That was the thing we were discussing during the round. But the other thing, Sunder, why did you order to stand down on the pipe hive? You got one fade down, and the hive was like 80% up. It was quite late dropped. I don't know if you know about it. And you got
80% up is still like a lot. And I thought like with as you saw how it went. I even pushed one time without them with one fade down. It fell, and I knew if we were gonna push one time again, like the hive would have been up even if we like I'm saying the only chance of winning was to kill the fade and then the lurk very fast after each other initiate the hive, but that would have been like impossible because we didn't have nades.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, fuck, are they gonna have nades? I was like,
why I didn't want to push in.
I'd just like to ask a bit cheeky question. Was that shotgun rush planned, or was it a panic button?
No. We were talking about because they didn't went a lurk. They went double fade, and trying to kill a hive against double fade and a lurk then, of course, is really hard. So we didn't even kill a node healing. Wow. They went down. So basically I thought, okay, I knew. They were probably not going to do a lurk because they didn't do it last time. So no lurk was like, and no life from soul was, should be an easy shotgun rush, because we had the, like, armor one. So I thought like it would be the only chance to win that.
Well,
because
actually,
they didn't win lurk.
That was quite a good idea. I saw two balls losing versus middle game shotgun rush, but the other thing was that you took the shotgun rush to the middle hive and you went through the minor wall when you lost, I think, two marines in your way and was spotted from both sides. Also, the hive guy went fade. It was, I think, Doogie. So he was messing with two fades when it comes to. And also, your marines were shooting the gorge, playing with them over the MC instead of
woohoo!
The hive. It would be might be a difference. Yeah.
Fraggy, how low was the hive?
The hive was at lowest, I don't know, I think it was pretty
30
high.
Odd percent. 30 odd percent.
30%?
Yeah.
Okay.
30 odd, yeah.
Yeah, we only like 3 shotguns.
Possibly an earlier push might have ensured the GG. I mean, when you was pushing that hive, there was 3 eggs. 3 eggs. I mean, the fades, they do take quite a while, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting pretty surprised when like all shotguns pulled their shells into, like, without dying. I was just like, oh, we can maybe get this hive down, nice. But then the fates cut up, and it was just a race in time. Like, really, that was just seconds matter there. Like 5 seconds more, the hive would have been down.
I agree. Your timing was a bit off somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You'll have to mess up with my fate, so.
I got a lot of questions to the Sunder. I don't want to point the fingers, but were you, did you know that Armslap is going down in your base when you were pushing the hive on the veil?
I know. I sent a guy back, but let's not talk about that.
Okay, I will not.
Rage.
No, why?
What was your initial idea after taking down all their nodes? Would you not set about securing a hive instead of double position?
I was actually thinking about that, to go double or hive. But I went for double. We had like weapons 2, I thought it would be a pretty nice late game. Like, go for double, then if they dropped a hive, then we would just win for that hive to take it down. But we even have troubles, like, ensuring double and power core. We didn't even get double up. Oh, power core, I can't remember which one it was.
A power core,
You didn't build the vents in double, so it was really easy to take down.
Yeah, we didn't have to build over that part.
It was the thing also, which took down Takeover also in their semis, so you should consider that. Juki's Lark there was quite damaging with MC under it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I think it was a nice well game.
Also joining us is Blind. How do you think filling in MP's role as Lurk today? What did you expect?
Oh man, I think I kind of screwed this up. Was not the best solid Lurk there, but I think I did my harm where I could. And unfortunately dying 2 times, the really worst time I can before he dropped the hive, dying right then. I don't know, did Marines have motion tracking that point where I was killed double?
I don't think so.
Oh man, I felt like 4 Marines tracking me down there. And yeah, I really got the feeling that motion tracking, but it was like 4 Marines. I don't want to blame on parasites or something, because I screwed it up myself, but yeah, I got pretty much nice trapped down there.
As I mentioned earlier on in the game, there was 2 parasites up against 4 Marines, so I wouldn't purely blame you, but MP not being there and you filling in the role, do you think you did your best and your best for, well, Rambos, that's of course.
I think I did average. Not best, not worst.
Blind had a nice luck. No problems. And even if he would have survived on Karg, I think the hive was there. Not the hive would have been down. It might have been down, yeah, I think so. But still, I think
when we were rushing the hive, we had west side and Topo up and shotguns out. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
double two.
You got a lot of archies then. When having pipe hive is really hard to, like, prevent the other team from doing archies. Except if you have a really good skull killing the cabas.
I got another question for you guys, basically to the captains, which I can say Sondra and Juki are. What was the map issue? We saw the orbital loaded, but then we changed from metal. Was it kind of drama?
Well, we had, I'm not saying any names, but like many wanted to change orbital, but there's someone from our team like didn't want it orbital at all, because that was just some really shit, and then we just changed it. Because we thought we would have a better chance in metal.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't mind metal really, it's just that if I get FPS drops with my AD card as a lurk, it could be make the difference between the losing or winning game. Yeah.
Well, it's not because we knew you were going to get FPS drops, we changed to metal.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's a map bug there. I have
FPS conspiracy theory.
Flight control.
Well, I guess it's about time to wrap it up. Would you see yourself playing in ENSL, another ENSL season, if it was to
never with Doogie again? Never!
Oh god.
Comments.
What about you, Sonny?
I agree. Doogie is shit.
Depends.
Hey.
Depends on the team.
Last
maybe.
Round. You couldn't have done it without me, okay?
Doogie will be seeing more spawn camp from you if this will be another season.
I guess, I don't know, it depends on the time and shit.
What about the Night Cup?
I will still be trolling 24/7.
Well, I guess it's in your nature to do that. It's not out of the norm.
I guess that concludes the season soon.
I guess this concludes ENSL season 14, I believe.
Thank you.